Over to you.
Seat. Fantastic. So we come now to the point in the service when we're going to get the water out and go for baptism. So Sandy and Elias are going to get baptized in a moment. So Jesus said this. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them." We thank God for these children, for Sandy, for Elias, who have come to be baptized today. Christ loves them and welcomes them into his church. So I ask you all, will you support these children as they begin their journey of faith? We will. Should we try that again? Will you support these children as they begin their journey of faith?
We will.
Love it. Will you help them to live and grow within God's family?
We will.
And at this point, I'm now just addressing parents, godparents. God knows each of us by name, and we are his, parents and godparents. You speak for Sandy and Elias today. Will you pray for them and help them to follow Christ?
Amen.
I'm going to ask now parents and godparents, both children, to stand where you are in the pews. And now we come to four questions, which is the point of the service called the decision. And you are answering these on these two boys' behalves, making these promises, promising to bring them up in the faith so that one day they will take these on for themselves. So we all wander far from God, all of us do, and we lose our way. But Christ comes to find us and welcomes us home. In baptism, we respond to his call. So therefore, I ask, do you turn away from sin?
I do.
Do you reject evil?
I do.
Do you turn to Christ as Saviour?
I do.
Do you trust in him as Lord?
I do.
So I'm going to come now and make the sign of the cross. Sandy, Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Eli, Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. And I invite parents, godparents, you might want to make the sign of the cross on the boys' foreheads now. Do not be ashamed of Christ. You are his forever. You could also make the sign of the cross on your own forehead. That's absolutely up to you. And we're going to pray this prayer together now. I'll pray this prayer. Stand bravely with him against all the powers of evil and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. Sandy, Elias, may Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. We're now going to make the journey to the font. So if both families, godparents want to follow me, gather around each side. Maybe we can have a little bit of music as we go, as we wander. So, praise God who made heaven and earth, who keeps his promise forever. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. We praise you, loving Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. He was baptized in the River Jordan, where your Spirit came upon him and revealed him as the Son you love. He sent his followers to baptize all who turn to him. Now, Father, we ask you to bless this water, that those who are baptized in it may be cleansed in the water of life and filled with your Spirit may know that they are loved as your children, safe in Christ forever. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to affirm our faith together. Let us affirm together with those who are being baptized our common faith in Jesus Christ. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? I believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brilliant. So we now come to the baptism. Sandy's more interested in the flowers, I think. But Sandy, are you happy to go first? Because you are a little bit older, so it just seems right, doesn't it? So Mum Rosie, are you going to hold him over?
Okay.
And it's Sandy, Timothy, John. Yes. So Sandy, Timothy, John, I baptise you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, there we go. Let's dry you off. Yeah. I'm just going to pray a little prayer. Well done, good boy, you did really well. Can I just put my hand on your forehead and pray a little prayer? Are you going to be okay with that? May God, who has received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's people, you may daily be renewed by his Spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's not too sure about that part. Fantastic. So, Elias, are you ready? It is Elias Michael.
Yes, yeah. Davis.
Elias Michael Davis. So, would you hold him just over?
Yeah.
So, Elias Michael Davis, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
There you go. Very good. And I'm going to just say a prayer for you. Put my hands on your forehead if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
May God, who has received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's people, you may daily be renewed by his Spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen.
Amen.
You are baptism bros. How cool is that? Should we give them a round of applause? Okay, and there should be a prayer coming up that we're all going to pray together for these wonderful families. Loving God, we welcome these children into our church community, and we pray for everyone here today, and especially those who have made promises as parents and godparents. May we all help these children to grow up as lifelong followers of Jesus within his church. Faithful and loving God, bless those who care for these children. Pray for Rosie and Mark, for Vicky and Kane. Grant them your gifts of love, wisdom and faith. Pour upon them your healing and reconciling love. Protect their homes from all evil. Fill them with the light of your presence and establish them in the joy of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Sandy, Elias, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. We welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. We welcome you. So a big warm welcome to you both into the church community. Yay! Candles. So you both are going to have your very special baptism candles, because you receive the light of Christ, and you're both going to shine as lights as you follow Jesus. So these are your baptism candles. You might like to light these every year as a remembrance that you got baptized. Okay, Kane, you hold that. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has given us a place with the saints in light. You have received the light of Christ. Walk in this light all the days of your life. Shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. There we go. You can blow the candles out. Stop getting wax on your hands. And then we've got some little gifts for you both. Sandy. So, Sandy, you've got your certificate of baptism here. And you've got a Bible. A Bible for toddlers.
Oh,
that you can read with your mummy and daddy. And then we've got some cards for godparents for you to remember this day and what it means. So I might give those all to you. Is that okay? And then you can share them around. You're welcome. And then the same for Elias. You've got also a Bible for toddlers. So you can enjoy reading those stories. And the godparents have your cards to remember and the certificate of baptism. There you go. I'll give that to you. And the, boxes. Lovely. Fantastic. Sorry, I keep giving everything to you. You've got your hands full, yeah. Wonderful. Do you think the boys would like to walk down the aisle and sort of say hello to people?
Yeah.
Would you like to see the boys?
Yeah.
So go wander down.
Nice.
Yeah.
All of us.
Just parents, godparents. That would be great. Yeah. Lord God, we just thank you so much for these precious boys. The name Elias means the Lord is my God. And we pray for Eli as he grows up, that you would enable him to flourish and grow, to be well, and to know that you, Lord, you are his God. That he would know you and know what it means to talk with you and to follow you. And Sandy, it means defender of humankind, hero of humanity, which is a really cool meaning. And Lord, we pray for Sandy. We pray for him as he grows up, as he explores the world and finds out more. And we pray that he would be one who stands up for others. He stands up for justice. He looks out for others. And that he too would know that you are his God. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. God is our rescuer. He is Sandy and Elias' rescuer. And we are going to sing the song now, Rescuer.
Here we go. Shall we stand up, everybody? Now, we sung this on Good Friday. If you don't know the words, that's okay. Just enjoy being in the presence of God. But in the chorus, there is a part for everybody. He's our rescuer. Hey! Yeah, so look for the cues and we'll do the haze. And it's going to sound awesome for God. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. He's our rescuer.
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound.
Hey!
Oh, how grace abounds.
Hey!
We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
There is good news.
There is good news for the captives. Good news for the chained. There is good news for the one who walked away. And there is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save.
He's our rescuer.
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound.
Hey!
Oh, how grace abounds.
Hey.
We are, praise the Lord, our rescuer.
He is beauty.
He is beauty for the blind man. Riches for the poor. He is friendship for the one the world ignores. He is pasture for the weary. And rest for those who strive. Oh, the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life.
Rescuer.
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
He's evermore. Oh, how sweet the sound.
Hey!
Oh, how grace abounds.
Hey!
We will praise the Lord our rescuer.
So come and be chainless.
So come and be chainless. Come and be fearless. Come to the foot of Calvary. For there is redemption for every affliction here at the foot of Calvary.
Let's sing that again. So come and be.
So come and be chainless. So come and be fearless. Come to the foot of Calvary.
There is.
For there is redemption.
It's true.
For every affliction here at the foot of Calvary.
He's our rescuer.
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
He's our rescuer.
Hey!
We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound.
Hey!
Oh, how grace abounds.
Hey!
We will praise the Lord our rescuer. We will praise the Lord our rescuer.
Last time.
We will praise the Lord our rescuer.
Ooh, bless the Lord.
Here in church and in different parts of the site, please would you be with us all now. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are a child or a young person, it is now time to go to your groups. If you're not sure where to go, then just head out towards the back and you will be directed as to where to go. Everybody else can take a seat. We're now going to have our Bible readings. So can I invite Mark up to bring us our Bible readings? Thank you. And after that, Steve's going to preach.
The reading is taken from John chapter 1, verse 35 to 46, and it can be found on page 1064 of the Pew Bibles. John's disciples follow Jesus. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. you will be called Cephas, which when translated is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. This is the word of the Lord.
Particularly for those extra couple of verses as well that I just threw on you at the last minute. So I wonder, what is the most exciting invitation you have ever received? The most wonderful offer? The most enticing opportunity? Perhaps it was a job offer? Maybe a first date? What about going on to an event or meeting a person or taking a holiday? I remember the excitement bubbling up inside me when the email arrived from someone I knew offering me tickets to Lourdes to watch a test match. And the sense of opportunity I felt when I got a telephone call in my early 20s asking if I'd like a singing opportunity touring America. Invitation. What was yours? Invitation is where the adventure starts. The invitation to Bilbo to leave the Shire. The invitation to go to Hogwarts. The invitation to start the new thing. Now we're beginning today a series looking at the foundations of faith, grappling with those basics. And so we're also exploring and celebrating the baptism of Elias and Sandy today, as they step out on their adventure of faith. So it's entirely right and appropriate that we consider the invitation that is held out to each and every one of us today from Jesus in our reading. "Come and see," he says. We're going to walk through that Bible passage that Mark just read to us. It's from John chapter 1. It's on page 1064 on your pews. In your pew Bibles, or you can get it on your phone. John chapter 1, verse 39, page 1064. In our passage this morning, we're going to find an invitation offered out to four different disciples in unique ways. Maybe you might find yourself related to them as we consider invitation. The first off, there's Andrew. Take a look in verse 40. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. Andrew is one of the two we meet back in verse 35. The next day, John was there with two of his disciples, one of them Andrew. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they follow Jesus. One of those two was Andrew. Now, to get to grips with this passage, we need to know a little bit about John the Baptist. Maybe you've heard about him, maybe you haven't. He was a prophetic voice, a visionary. He was a political thorn in the side of the powers that be. He was a magnet for the spiritually curious, and he had devoted followers. Not quite Taylor Swift, she's too mainstream. Maybe more a Greta Thunberg, people who had opinions about crazy John. But Andrew had been intrigued and captivated by John. He'd heard John speak about Jesus before in verse 29 as the chosen one, the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. So when John points him out again, there he is. He's the one. This is what it's all about. When the one you're influenced by says, look over there, offers the invitation, Andrew takes his first step. I don't know, maybe like Andrew, you've got a role model, someone you look up to, a voice you admire. You know, the one, you listen to their podcasts, you read their posts, maybe you've got their book. You imagine them maybe saying, check this out. That's Andrew's invitation. And Andrew, then he goes to find his brother Simon, our second character. He's bubbling over with enthusiasm. We found the Messiah, he says in verse 41. And Andrew brings his brother Simon to Jesus. Now, I've not got a brother or a sister, but I've seen my siblings and my children's and their reactions to one another. I don't know, if your brother was enthusiastic about something, would you follow along or would you just give him an eye roll? Here he goes again. Religious Andrew. But whether you love them or loathe them, whether you see them often or only at Christmas, if that, what family says does matter. You can tell there's influence here, Andrew to Simon. I've known the influence of family members, of uncles and of grandparents, even of my kids too. Sometimes, let's be honest, it's negative. But when they're excited about something, when they're bubbling over, when they've got good news to share, you want to know more. So Simon takes his first steps. That's his invitation. We've had Andrew, we've had Simon. Next, Philip in verse 43. He's slightly different. Some people think he might have been one of the two followers of John the Baptist, but we don't know that for sure. What we do know in verse 43 is this. The next day, Jesus decided to leave Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. It's a very significant twist on what's gone before. You see, Andrew followed after Jesus. Andrew had been pointed towards Jesus and he makes his own way. This is a traditional way in the first century. You found a rabbi, a teacher. You followed them on Twitter, on X, on Insta. You checked them out. In fact, in those days, you followed, you listened, you learned. But then the rabbi would decide if you made the grade. And he would say to you, follow me. After he's watched, after he's discerned, the rabbi would decide if you had what it took or if you got kicked to the curb, if you passed the grade or got the chop. But here we find Jesus doing something unlike the rabbis of his day. Philip, in verse 43, Jesus goes to find him. Jesus goes to find him and says, follow me. Jesus is saying to Philip, you've already passed. You're already in. I have sought you out. Come to find you. Let's go. That's Philip's invitation. A direct call from the one who has sought him. You know, there's this paradox often in faith. If you've been following Jesus for a while, you might recognize this. Oftentimes, it can feel like you're the one doing the following. That you've got to make the choice for Jesus each day. How am I going to act in this kind of situation? What will I say? What will I do? Does it bring him glory? Can I be bothered? Or should I just take the easy route out? Sometimes it does feel, and it is in a way, our choice. But at the same time, even in the same situations, you can come to realize that he was already there, in it, ahead of you. That he's actually come to find you. He's the seeker, not you. You just need to be found. It might be that you've experienced that realization again today. He's been on your case. He's been nudging you. We've sung that song that's reminded you of, you've met that person that said this. He's come to find you, Phillips. As he found me, he's longing to find you. That's Philip's invitation. And lastly, Nathanael. As Andrew found Simon, so Philip goes and finds Nathanael. But Nathanael is different. Nathanael's the skeptic. Can anything good come from Nazareth? He says in verse 46. Nah, Philip, you've got this wrong. Maybe it's an academic skepticism. Maybe you have that. He knows there aren't any prophecies about the Messiah coming from Nazareth. If Philip had said he'd come from Bethlehem, that might have been different. Maybe you've got questions that are stopping you start this adventure rather than taking your questions with you on the adventure. Maybe it's an academic skepticism, or maybe it's a skepticism born of, well, comfortable apathy, you know. When you haven't got the energy or the inclination to take a new path. Maybe he's been beaten down, Nathanael, by work or the kids or whatever. He needs a way out of this moment. He needs to sedate Philip's enthusiasm, to douse the flame. Can you relate to that? But Philip is not to be deterred. Verse 46, come and see, says Philip. And the rest is history. Come and see. That's Nathanael's invitation. That's ours too. Nathanael the skeptic, Philip the found one, Simon the eye-rolling brother, Andrew the influenced. To them we could add Mary the lost one, Matthew the rich outcast, Simon the terrorist or freedom fighter, Judas the dependable money man, James and John the impatient, and many more all receive their invitations in this story, as do you and as do I. Come and see. And what's this an invitation to? Look at verse 38. As Andrew follows Jesus, Jesus turns and looks at him and says, what do you want? What a great question. Milk? No? Food? What do you want? Jesus, in fact, asked that question several times in the gospel. He asked it to a blind man who says, Lord, I want to see. He asked it to a mother who says, Lord, I want honor for my children. He says it to Andrew and he says it to us. What do you want? There's another invitation. To ask or to pray today, to articulate deep down. Andrew responds saying, Rabbi, where are you staying? Subtly, Andrew says, can we hang out with you a bit more? Jesus, can I just find out a little bit more? If you might just be for real. All these promises that we've heard about in this baptism service for today. Sins forgiven. Death defeated, journeying with you through the mess of this world. Is it for real? To Andrew, Jesus' reply comes, come and you will see. For Simon too, there's a response when he turns up. Jesus looks at Simon and sees a different future of a life beyond the ordinary. Look at verse 42. Jesus looked at him, always looking, and said, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which translated means Peter. Jesus says, I see you, and I'm going to give you a different name, a name of hope, a name of promise. Peter, Petras, literally means rocky. The invitation for a new start. Maybe that's what you're here with today too. Life has hit the rocks, or just you're stuck in a rut. There's an invitation here for you today. A hint of something new just around the corner. We're going to leave the rest of Philip and Nathanael's story for another day, just to say Jesus does surprise the skeptic. But you know, we receive invitations all the time. Maybe not invitations to parties, like if you're three or four every weekend. or invitations to weddings when you're in your 20s or 30s, or invitations to baptism services. But we receive invitations all the time to distraction on social media, to the new box set. We receive invitations to division or despair when we read the news. We receive invitations to pay attention to the phone or to the person who just shouts the loudest. Sorry. Today, I want to humbly ask you to hear God's invitation to you again, each of you individually. The adventure, it starts with the invitation. It's his to make, and it continues this adventure with our response. But like Andrew, who had his mate, and Simon, who had Andrew, and Nathaniel, who had Philip, it's true that this is a hard journey to make alone. So I've got three invitations from me for you today. They're going to come up on the screen now. In a moment, when I'm finished, we're going to watch a video, an introductory video of an amazing short course called 321. You can find it at 321course.com. It's free. It's 8 episodes, none of them more than 20 minutes, inviting you to experience and begin life with Jesus. First possible invitation. Second possible invitation, if you're free at 9:30 on Tuesday and want to explore this some more, I'm going to be in Costa. I will buy you a coffee and a cake. I know. We're raising the bar here. But I know some of you, you know what, will be at work on Tuesday or looking after kids or doing something significant. Well, if you're free Thursday night, I'll buy you a curry. If you want to explore and take up this invitation, my number's there. This screen's going to come up again several times. Take a picture, note the number down, or just tap me on the shoulder afterwards. This is a journey we're invited to take. We're invited not to make alone, but just to come and explore. These invitations, there's no obligation. It can be a one-off, just a moment. Nobody's going to be putting you on any mailing list you don't want to be on. No pressure, no promises. Just come and see. Now, it might be you're sitting here today and you've been a follower of Jesus for a while. I wonder, what invitations can you offer? What invitations can you offer? How could you say, come and see to the people you meet? For the foundations of faith begin with an invitation. What will you do with yours? Let's watch this intro to 321.
Perspective is everything. So how do you see life? We want to give you a chance to slow down, get your bearings, and look again. Welcome to 321.
This is Life According to Jesus.
Take all the time you need.
321course.com. Coffee, curry. What's your response? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that like Andrew and Simon and Philip and Nathaniel, you ask us to follow you. You offer an invitation. And Lord, we want to respond. To offer ourselves back to you. To maybe tentatively take our next step on this journey. So Lord, would your Spirit meet us and guide us? Would you remind us that you are close to each one today. And as we sing this next song, would your Spirit of peace fill this place. Amen. Our next song is Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. I want to see you.
Great. So just as Helen plays, obviously thank you, Steve, for that wonderful word. This morning when I was praying, came across the verse that said, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Jesus we might be free. And just picking up on what Steve said, God wants to know what we want. God wants to know what we need. He's interested in us. And I don't know if you're a bit like me sometimes, but the noise in my mind is busy up there, hey? It's busy. So I have this real sense that God's reaching out to people here today. If you know him, if you don't know him, maybe what we're about to sing can be that prayer that you can connect with him. So we're just going to sing these words, silence the noise in my mind, Lord. I want to hear you. Give me the gift of your peace, Lord. I want to know you. So you can pray, you can stand, you can be seated, you can lift your hands, you can lie on the floor. Just have a moment with God. And maybe if you don't know God, just say, hey, God, I'm here. If you want to say something, I'm listening. Silence the noise in my mind, Lord. Silence the noise in my mind. I want to hear you. I want to hear you. Let's sing that again. Silence the noise in my mind, Lord. Silence the noise in my mind. I want to hear you. Give me the gift of your peace, Lord. Give me the gift of your peace. I want to know you. I want to know you.
Give me the gift of your peace.
Give me the gift of your peace, Lord. Give me the gift of your peace. I want to know you.
Let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart together.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Let's sing that again.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you.
To see you high and lifted up.
To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power of love as we sing holy, holy.
To see you high.
To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy.
Let's sing holy together.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy.
Silence the noise.
Silence the noise in my mind, Lord. Silence the noise in my mind. I want to hear you. I want to hear you.
Let's sing that again.
Silence the noise in my mind, Lord. Silence the noise in my mind. I want to hear. I want to hear.
Amen. We're now going to be led in prayer by Mark and Faye.
Lord Jesus, we come to you today and thank you for the privilege of playing for others. We thank you that through your name we can come boldly before you and pray with confidence, knowing that you will hear us. Amen.
Amen.
At the end of each prayer, we will say, Lord, in your mercy, to which you are asked to respond, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we look with horror upon the conflict in Israel and Gaza, upon acts of terrorism, destruction and death. Hear the expressions of grief and sorrow of all who suffer. Heal the fear that brings about violence. Bind up wounds which are so deep that peace seems unimaginable except through your merciful intervention. Grant peace, grant justice, grant hope. We ask this for Jesus Christ's sake and in the power of his Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray at this time for those around the world facing despair and uncertainty. In particular, we pray that world leaders find a vision and direction to prevent a widening of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Too many lives have been lost already. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the UK farming community as they struggle with the wettest 8 months on record. Swathes of farmland are still underwater, bringing the real threat of failed crops this year. Lord, in your mercy.
Gracious God, we pray for Jeff and the team at KPC as they continue with their wonderful work in and around the parish. We pray for the other local churches in our area, St. Philip and St. James, St. George and St. Teresa, Dorridge Methodist, Temple Borsall, Hampton in Arden, Barston, Bickenhill. We particularly pray for St. Peter's Borsall Common as they interview for a new vicar. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all those who suffer, for those we love, and for those named on the news sheet, namely Deb Dubar, Janet Stewart, Sue Ralph, Adrienne Curtis. We also offer prayers for those in our community who are suffering from long COVID, including Angela Ditchfield, Laura Ralph, and Irene Strodel. Please pray for Chris Jones and his family in the sudden death of his beloved wife, Ali. Pray that God will hold them all in their tragic loss. In a moment of quiet, we place in God's hands anyone known to us who are in any kind of need. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for the royal family, particularly King Charles and the Princess of Wales, as they continue with their treatments. Please guide their medical teams to provide the care needed to enable full recoveries. We pray for the extended family as they rally round the King at this difficult time. Lord, in your mercy. As we seek to keep Jesus as our focus this week, we pray together the Living Faith Prayer, which is seen on the screen. Lord God of mission, fill my life with your Spirit, that I may become more like Jesus. Make my life to shine with your light. May my heart be humble, my actions generous, and my words sensitive. Fill me with your longing to share your good news, so that through all I do and all I am and with all I meet, may Jesus be known and his kingdom established. Amen.
Thank you very much, Mark and Faye. It is my privilege to publish some bands of marriage today. So I published the bands of marriage between William David Graham, single of this parish, and Elizabeth Gillian Jackson, single of this parish.
This is for the first time of asking. I also published the bands of marriage between Daniel James Nixon Hall, single of the parish of St Alphege Solihull, and Alicia Dawn Gardner, single of the parish of St Alphege Solihull, and Alicia has a qualifying connection. This is also for the first time of asking. So if any of you know any reason in law why they may not marry each other, you are to declare it. So we're going to pray for these couples, for William and Elizabeth and Daniel and Alicia, as they prepare for their weddings. Lord of love, we pray for William and Elizabeth, and we pray for Daniel and Alicia as they prepare to get married. Daniel and Alicia are getting married here, and William and Elizabeth are getting married elsewhere, having their bands read here. Lord, we pray that you would be with them in their preparations and on their wedding day. We pray that you would give them your love in their hearts throughout their married lives together. Pray, risen Jesus, that you would meet with them and offer your wonderful invitation to them. Come and see. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So a few other notices. This coming Thursday, there's an event. We're just mentioning it because it hasn't been publicised too widely, but it's an event called Stories of Hope and Home. It's on Thursday. The details are in the weekly news, and it's hearing some stories from asylum seekers in our area. So do check that for more information if you're free. I'm sure it'll be a very kind of informative and inspiring event. A reminder that the APCM is coming up. That's our annual general meeting. It's going to be 7:30 on the 24th of April. Refreshments are going to be served beforehand. I think it's going to be wine. I think that has been mentioned. So if that changes your mind about it, then so be it. There are going to be some documents for that meeting, and they're going to be released on to the website this week that you can download and read before the meeting itself, if you're a real keen bean, that is. So they will be there. APCM, please come. We'll be voting for new PCC members at that meeting as well. And it's a great time, actually, to hear all about what's been going on in the church, what God's been doing. It's not as dry as it sounds. So we've got some new midweek children's groups starting this week, which is very exciting. Boost is starting for years 4 and 5 at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. And there's going to be a year 6 group on Wednesdays after school. So if you, obviously all our children are not here, so you're going to need to tell them about these groups. But if you know children, have children, know children who might like to come to these, sign up via Sarah or Roz. Those are exciting new events happening. And most of you will already have heard about the sad and tragic death of Ali Jones last Sunday. And we do, obviously, we've just prayed for them in the intercessions, but please do be praying for Chris and their girls, Amelia and Megan. And they are members of this congregation. And we just wanted to say that we're concerned that Chris isn't swamped by visitors or offers of help at this stage, because it can be really overwhelming in these very early stages of grief. So can we ask that if you do want to do either of those things, that's visit or offer help, that you speak in the first instance to Patty Rollinson. She's Chris's home group leader, and she will funnel these requests to Steve's and to Chris, so he's not getting lots coming from loads of different places. If you want to know how to contact Patty, her details are on Church Suite, or you can ask the parish office. So please do that in the first instance. But I'd just like to say a prayer for Chris and the girls at this point. Lord God, we just pray that you would enfold the Jones family at this time. Lord, that you would comfort the comfortless.
That you would be near to the brokenhearted. That your grace would somehow cover Chris, Amelia, and Megan, and the wider family and friends and all who are grieving Ali's tragic loss. At this time, I pray that the risen Christ would come and speak peace to them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Please do check the weekly news for all other notices. And I'm going to invite you to stand at this point, and I'd like to pray a final prayer of blessing for our last song. So God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life. God the Son, who in bursting from the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. God the Holy Spirit, who filled the disciples with the life of the risen Lord, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and always. Amen. We're going to sing our final hymn. If you've got children, now's the time to go and collect them. Refreshments after the service.
We're going to sing In Christ Alone. Here we go.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, far through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. When fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
In Christ alone.
In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in heaven. Babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross when Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
No guilt.
No guilt in life.
This is the promise. This is the power.
This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Left to say is, firstly, my bad, because I didn't announce that it was the offertory. So if that was a bit of a shock to you, do apologise. Please don't feel any compulsion to give, especially if you're visiting. And the final piece of liturgy. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. but stay for refreshments first.